The Gateway Arch is the St. Louis symbol. It's immediate and elegant on the horizon, representative of American expansion and of transition. It's striking, especially on bright days when its sides shimmer white and during sunrise when it becomes a black silhouette against the sky. Unfortunately, the October morning I meet David Reddick at the Arch is gray, foggy, and cold. But Dave and I are nonetheless excited as we clamber into our tram car because after 20 years of living in St. Louis, it's his first time taking the 4-minute ride to the top.
What are your first thoughts?
This is smaller than I thought it would be. It's not so much cramped, but it's...
Ladies and gentlemen, the doors are now closing. Please make sure your arms and legs are inside the tram and enjoy your trip to the top.
As any Arch visitor knows, the methodical clunk of the tram as you ratchet your way up 630 feet takes a little getting used to. First-timer Dave takes to it pretty well.
So we just felt our first shift from...
Yeah, a little ratchet shift, isn't it? So I'd heard from some people that was disconcerting. It's a little bit surprising, but not so much disconcerting. It's just kind of something you get used to. And it's frequent enough that it doesn't come as a surprise.
As we speed up, I ask Dave about his memories of the Arch, and as it turns out, our trip is a little commemoration. It was 20 years ago to the day that Dave got his first glimpse of the city's symbol.
I was driving in, moving to St. Louis, and I saw it from miles away, and I had this feeling of being at home, sort of a welcoming symbol for me, so I really have appreciated it every time I've seen it since then. So it is narrowing. I can tell that we don't have as much room between the capsule and the outer wall.
Disconcerting yet?
No, I think it's cool. I mean, I love this. I think we're here. Here's the door.
All right, welcome to the top.
At the top, Dave and I look west. It's a gray, rainy morning, but we can see Busch Stadium, the old courthouse, the tall buildings of Clayton, and the logic behind the new Arch grounds, still under construction.
If I look hard, I'm trying to figure where Kirkwood is, where I live.
Do you
want to
check out the other side?
Sure, let's look east.
At the east-facing windows, the Mississippi spans wide, and East St. Louis sits beyond it.
Oh, there's a riverboat pushing, a tugboat pushing a barge.
The initial plans for the Arch grounds included the other side of the river to connect Missouri with the Metro East, but that didn't happen. Dave says that he wishes it had.
This really is a regional community. This is not just a Missouri community. So it would be nice to have more of a participatory activities from the east side as well. What do you think, guys?
Scary.
It's scary.
We make our way back down to Earth in 3 minutes this time, gravity being on our side, and Dave says he'll be back to the Arch soon.
I really loved it. I'm going to come back. It was well worth coming up here and seeing things and to know how hard people work to make it happen and to give it to the people of this community to call their own.
I'm Anya O'Connor,